Welcome to Kink Week Day 4, everybody. Today we're going to talk about something a little bit more singular, a little bit more, how do I put this, micro. Whereas praise and degradation are very large-scale subjects that have broad-reaching applications into the entire world of kink, mirror play is really something quite specific. In fact, it's so specific that I think most people have probably never even engaged in real forms of mirror play, or I should phrase, never real good forms of mirror play. I say that somewhat confidently because I'm a kinky freak, and I've only really recently seen the light on how mirror play can be exciting. One of the things that I think has to go hand in hand with mirror play is some form of praise, visual element, or degradation. It needs one of these things. I say needs because oftentimes, when forced to look at one's own body, there's no guarantee that you're going to like what you see. Unfortunately, I do speak from a little bit of experience here, as I used to be rather clinically obese, and the idea of somebody showing me a picture of my body while I was engaging in sex would have me seal my eyes shut for the rest of time and become a monk. Nowadays, it's not so bad, but definitely there needs to be reasons for people, especially with body dysmorphia and cognitive dissonance, I feel like being more prevalent than ever. But I'm getting ahead of myself. First things first, as always, how to do things safely. The fun part about mirror play is that there really isn't any unsafe way to do it. The only thing that I'll advise against is just pointing a mirror at people for no reason. Specially highlighted and edited Instagram shots and beautifully fit outfits, dresses, gowns, suits, these things tend to dress up the body and make it look even better than it is when it's naked. After 30 minutes of rough sex, sweating, pounding bodies into one another, these things don't necessarily line up as well. That doesn't mean you don't look good. It just means that you might not think you look good. And that's okay. Some people do find it hot, and if you're one of those people, boy, am I jealous. But that's okay. Just be mindful that to really have good mirror play, there needs to be reasons to look. And that's largely what I want to talk about today. Simply shining a mirror on someone isn't really the act that we want to engage in. Really, what we want to engage in is showing someone what they're doing or what my view is. These are things that can be incredibly hot. Mirror play allows the other person to see what you see. And that is where mirror play becomes truly expressive and wonderful. Let's get into some examples. Say it's the first time. Maybe it's the first time at anal. Maybe it's the first time plugged up, wearing shibari. Maybe it's things that exist on the skin, like body marking, new hair, dresses, outfits, costumes. It's easy to forget these things when we're in the middle of the act. It's easy to lose track of what you're wearing and how you're feeling when you're having your body absolutely railed. Now, to fix this problem, a little mirror can do a lot of wonder. It doesn't need to be a body mirror. Hell, it doesn't even need to be a real mirror. Sometimes even just a photo can accomplish the same effect. The idea is to bring someone back to the scene and show them what they look like. For shibari, it's often a kink engaged in photography. In moments of pride, after long, long sessions of binding. And once the vibrator's been on your clit for 30 minutes, it's easy to forget a lot of those things. A simple photo or mirror can bring that all crashing back. The sensation of being filled and pounded with reckless abandon, all while seeing your body perfectly replicating the things that you've always wanted to look like. It can be deeply, deeply intoxicating. Mirror play, in this case, acts as a reflection of shibari, something that we will talk about very soon, and makes it really highlight and stand out, whereas other times it might have been forgotten once the actual sex begins. Another way to do this would be for new acts, to show someone how well they're doing. There's nothing to me quite like the view of a mirror looking up, seeing yourself ride or be ridden. It's a perspective that you might not normally have, a beautiful one at that. Hips and curves melt away to just people on top of one another, doing what comes oh so naturally. Other times it can even be reactions, moments, sensations. Showing someone what you look like. Have you ever gotten to watch someone's face twist and contort as they feel pleasure as they pound you from behind? Well, with a little handy mirror right in front of you, now you can. You can watch someone feel all the pleasure that they're taking. You can see the effect that your body has on them. You can see the way they grip at your hips and your thighs, slap your ass, and lose themselves in the act of making love to you. Or fucking, as it might be. This is something else you can tap into. Seeing your partner in unconventional circumstances. Riding someone reverse cowgirl and seeing them completely bliss out. Having yourself taken from behind and still getting to see every little twitch and moan that passes their lips. All of this is something that a mirror can open up to you, but again, the mirror itself, oh well. However, the mirror letting you see your partner, or even yourself if you've forgotten, that's one of the ways it can really come in. Now, aside from just giving perspective, mirror play itself can also be something quite fun, albeit it does require a little bit of work. My favorite thing I've ever thought of using a mirror for is to copy body writing. Imagine walking into a room. You see your partner sitting on the bed, a full body mirror in front of them. They instruct you to strip for them. Slowly, seductively if you can. And then turn and face the mirror. They get up behind you, put their arms around you, and guide you through every word written on that mirror. And wherever it is on the mirror in your reflection is where it goes on your body. Soon, you'll see yourself in it. And you'll be absolutely fucking ravishing. Things like this can be exceptional. Because they highlight the mental state that a mirror can put you in. They highlight a sobering moment, a realization of what's to come. Sometimes, a realization of what's already happened. For those into degradation, nothing really drives the point home like a mirror can. To be fucked relentlessly. Having your makeup smeared all over your face, your hair tussled and pulled, giving whoever has the pleasure of feeling you as much control as they want. At the end of it all, it's easy to be disheveled. And what better way to realize that than to look at yourself and realize what you've become? I promise, it's a beautiful thing if you want it. For praise as well, it can really ring home. To sit in between someone's legs in front of a mirror and guide their hands in the mirror as they force you to compliment something you like about each place their hand touches. One by one, you touch your thigh. I love laying my head on them. I love the way you run your hand over my hair while I lay there. Now you. What do you love about them? One by one by one, all across your body in the mirror. Mirrors give perspective, sometimes physical, other times mental. Remember that when you think about mirror kink. It's not the mirror itself that is something that requires so much thought. It's what you choose to show with it. That really matters.